the media. Will you be on Face the Nation? Will you be on Fox News Sunday? At what point do you become viable that way, where the mainstream media will at least take a look at you?
Well, that actually is one of the most important keys. I do think that if they see that I actually am going to get 20,000 donors, that are 10,000, if I have 10,000 at the end of the month, they'll see that I am really planning to stay in this race. But as you know, there are a lot of guys like me that decide that they're going to enter the race. They don't need the money. They don't need the fame. They don't need anything. And literally, 98% of the time, they drop out. One of the only guys that didn't drop out was Trump. And when he first ran, they were making fun of him.
One more time, Perry, on how folks can reach out to you.
PerryJohnson.com/donate or PerryJohnson.com/sweepstakes. Either one. Go in there, donate a dollar. You can donate. You can go buy a book. You can donate, and I'll give you a book. Just donate.
There you go. Perry, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. We'll continue to follow your candidacy. It's going to be an uphill battle, but you have overcome challenges before. Thank you so much, my
friend. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Appreciate it.
Perry Johnson, a Republican candidate for president of the United States. Why not start right at the bottom of the list? I don't think anybody recognized the name Perry Johnson. Did you? No. I'll be honest. I didn't know until just a couple of days ago. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. By the way, Toby Urich will join us, Assemblyman District 19. They're wrapping things up in Carson City, and we're going to get a new stadium, I think. Stay with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Sick and tired of trying fad diets that don't get you the results you want? Would you like to know how to safely lose up to 30 pounds in about a month? At Synergy Weight Loss, we've cracked the code to weight loss resistance. We make it easy to lose weight, get healthy, and get your energy back safely, naturally, and effectively with our unique program. If you want to lose unhealthy fat without counting points, calories, exercising, prepared meals, HCG, drugs, hypnosis, or surgery, see real people with success stories at SynergyWeightLoss.com.
Hi, it's Josh. I lost 47 pounds, 21 inches, and I'm off all the meds that I was on for obesity-related illnesses. I know the secret, and so can you.
Many clients lose half a pound to a pound a day. That's up to 30 pounds in about a month. Call now for your free consultation at 725-227-8087. 725-227-8087. That's 725-227-8087. SynergyWeightLoss.com.
Hey, Nevadans. Prescriptions can be expensive. Let the Array RX discount card be your solution. Now available to all Nevada residents. Simply sign up for free. Show your pharmacist your digital card and save money. Receive discounts of up to 80% on certain medications. There are no age or income restrictions, and it only takes a minute to enroll, so you can get back to doing what makes you happy.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? I promise never to take more money than you.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 LIUNA proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hi, friends. It's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you're like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at MrsFixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And coming up on 12:30 as we check out your traffic conditions right now, looks like there is some raindrops out there in at least on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at Green Valley. You'll be tapping the brakes there as well. 215 eastbound at Gibson. Moderate flows. You're going to be touching the brakes as you work your way through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl. That's Interstate 515 northbound at Main Street. Remember, the Cheyenne off-ramp to Interstate 15 northbound is closed due to paving operations. That's going to be taking place today and tomorrow. And watch for accidents. Valley View at Twain and Durango at Craig.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stinch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. The Vegas Golden Knights are celebrating their first ever Stanley Cup championship. Jack Eichel was a big part of the offense. He said there's some relief with finally lifting the cup.
I think everybody dreams of doing this, and it's such a hard thing to do. It's, it's my first opportunity here in the playoffs, and to be able to go on a run like this with this group of guys, really special.
Conn Smythe winner Jonathan Marchessault said it was a team effort.
I mean, we battled hard, obviously. It wasn't easy. It took us 6 years to come back here, but we knew this time we would do the things different, and we did. And honestly, everybody in that locker room stepped up at the right time. One night was another guy, one night was the other, and honestly, couldn't be more proud of that group of guys.
This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Gentle with the nail trimmers. You mustn't nip the quick.
Short-staffed, Marco needs to fetch some help now.
The poodle has to look like a bear. Scruffy to fluffy.
He needs a groomer that will be the bark of the town.
Please hold. Has anyone groomed a chinchilla before?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for the annual Basque Fry.
The 8th Annual Basque Fry is on Saturday, June 17th, and we want to make sure you don't miss out on this one-of-a-kind Nevada tradition featuring an outstanding lineup of all-star conservative speakers. Special guest, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, will headline this year's event and discuss his vision to fight for our conservative principles and save our country. The Basque Fry is Nevada's single largest annual political event, attracting thousands of patriots to Corley Ranch in beautiful Gardnerville. It's an affordable, family-friendly affair featuring traditional Basque barbecue and activities for the kids. Plus, it's an opportunity to meet some of your own local elected officials and grassroots conservative leaders, including former Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt, Governor Joe Lombardo, Congressman Mark Amaday, and Dana Lash. To get your tickets, go to morningInNevadaPack.com. We look forward to seeing you there. Paid for by Never Back Down, Inc. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. NeverBackDown.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday. The Thursday after the state legislature approved construction of an Oakland A's stadium on the Tropicana site along the Las Vegas Boulevard. This is an amazing, amazing time. We've got a parade coming on Saturday night. We've got a new baseball stadium and a new team coming in from the Oakland A's. This is going to be a fun, fun deal. And and for members of the legislature, it's the end of the line of the 82nd Nevada legislature. Toby Urich joins us. He has joined us throughout the session, and he has been very, very busy of late. He's an assemblyman from District 19, and he joins us. Toby, are you glad to have it all over?
Oh, Kevin, you have no idea. It was quite an experience, but adjourning sine die yesterday was probably the crescendo for me.
Tell me what you expected, and how was the expectation versus the reality? It's something unlike anything anybody's ever usually lived through. You've now survived it. What was it like?
Well, yeah, I can say I've survived three sessions now. You know, Kevin, that is a really good question. As somebody, and I think I discussed this with you on your show early on, that I, prior to making this run for office, was fairly apolitical. I was not overly engaged in politics, but really just through some of the challenges that we've experienced and seen across the state, took a chance, ran for office, got elected, and really didn't fully know what to expect. I knew it was going to be a challenge going in a super minority status. With both of the houses of the legislature being controlled by Democrats, again, one in a super minority being us in the assembly, we were very grateful to have, I knew, the backstop of a Republican governor that might be able to force some people to come to the table, have conversations, and keep things somewhat moderate through the session. And, you know, meeting new colleagues, understanding the politics, the policies, it was quite the learning experience. Honestly, I don't know how somebody can come in one session and truly be as effective as they want to be. That said, I learned a ton through this process, anticipate being able to be even a much more effective legislator, you know, in future sessions. But at this point, I can tell you I'm very, very proud of the way that my caucus was able to pull together on important votes. You know, that's one of the things that as a Republican I pride myself on, and I think we as Republicans do, is having our own independent thought, which means even within our own caucus, we don't always agree. And we give each other the room and the freedom to have our own thoughts and ideas on issues, but where it mattered, we definitely did come together. And in large part, I think we worked well with the governor's office. We're able to stop some bad legislation, advance some good legislation, and overall mitigate the challenges of being in a minority in both houses.
Which begs the question, you want to do it again? You want to announce you're running for re-election?
Well, I will tell you what, on a future show, I might be willing to make that if and when that date comes. But at this point, I will tell you, everybody gave me advice early on, before you know, we even got close to the end of session. Never make your decision on whether or not you're going to rerun for office within at least a month of signing die. So, and fully appreciating that now with the emotion, the fatigue, you know, the hard work, everything that goes on as you wrap up a session like we did, let alone the two special sessions. It's exhausting, and I'm tired. I'm homesick. I'm ready to go back and be with my family and attend to my normal business. So at this point, I'm not going to say I will, but I'm not clearly knocking that option off the table.
You touched on kind of the broad strokes of the session. There were successes. There were challenges. Of course, everybody today is talking about the Oakland A's stadium bill, which finally it looks like is headed to the governor's desk for signature. Once that happens, the deal will pretty much be done, except Major League Baseball has to approve the move of the Oakland A's, but they've been very supportive of the Las Vegas effort. Can you give me a, kind of a behind-the-scenes look of what it was like in these last few days when it went to the Senate, but they didn't have enough votes, so they gave everybody the weekend off? Can you tell me what that was like for you personally, knowing that you might have to be voting on a stadium bill down the road?
Yeah, you know, Kevin, without a doubt, this was a big deal for us. And it was a decision that I can tell you across the board, both sides of the aisle, both houses, and I certainly know even with the governor that this is a serious deal. And we really wanted to work hard to vet through what has worked in other locations where there have been these public-private partnerships to build these types of facilities, to provide this sort of venue for a community. And I think that it's unfortunate. I honestly, in my own personal opinion, I would have loved to have seen this bill pitched early on and had more time to thoroughly vet. But since we didn't get that, and with how rapid everything was approaching as we approached the, you know, sine die, the end of the original session, the 82nd session, our regular session, I'm glad that the governor did call us back, because what it did is for what became the 35th special session, we were able to focus our full time and attention. But of course, as you've alluded to, at that point, people are tired. And I really did appreciate the opportunity to take a weekend off, rest, go home, sleep in my own bed, you know, kind of rejuvenate myself, come back. And even, of course, during that time, had read the bill, was really having some conversations with people. And at the end of the day, I genuinely believe that we made the right decision. It was a lot of back and forth. And honestly, some of the politics that we've discussed throughout our time together this session can be discouraging. But at the end of the day, what I had to do was, and it's a commitment I made early on, rise above the politics and look at the underlying policy. And I have 100% confidence that the policy decision to bring the athletics to Nevada and to build this stadium in the Las Vegas area is a tremendous opportunity and an investment, a financial investment for our community. It's an amazing investment, just as an opportunity to be another, it's another opportunity for us to diversify our economy, to create more jobs, to create opportunities for families to get together and go enjoy a baseball game, something I enjoyed doing when I was a kid. So I think for a variety of reasons, this was absolutely the best decision that did come out. I respect my colleagues who did vote differently, but in large part, I think that there was obviously significant, collaboration and working together on this deal to ensure that we got the best deal possible.
Again, Toby Urich joining us, Assemblyman District 19. Will there be a signing ceremony for the A Stadium project?
Oh, I'm quite confident there will. On bills of this nature, generally speaking, there is a signing ceremony, and I would anticipate that.
Let me just ask you, one of the things that I hear from a lot of people is that this session was kind of a mixed bag. Republicans had to play defense a lot. The governor's veto pen was out early and often. Can you give me an overview of your thoughts on this session and the good, the bad, and the ugly? I know we've talked about that before during the session, but now that the dust has settled, so to speak, mixed bag?
Certainly. You know, as we have discussed, there have been some good, there have been some bad, and there's definitely been some ugly. But, you know, as the dust has settled and I reflect on the session as a whole, I am encouraged, right? Of course, it didn't go the direction I would like it to go and swing in the direction or lean in the direction that I would prefer as a conservative Republican. But the reality is Nevada voters voted, right? And as we've heard before, elections have consequences. And, you know, there were more Democrats than there were Republicans. And so that makes it difficult to achieve some of the legislative priorities and goals that the governor, I know, would like to have seen, that certainly we in the Assembly and in the Senate minority would have liked to have seen. But because, again, of the makeup of not having a veto-proof, majority, ultimately we were able to force the Democrats to come to the table and have conversations, because they knew that they did have a Republican governor and they did not have an automatic ability to override that veto because of that extra vote in the Senate. And so it did bring people to the table. It did, I think, allow a little bit more moderation in some of the bills, some compromise that otherwise might not have happened if they had a supermajority in both houses or if they had a Democratic governor. So while, again, I think that, I would have liked to have seen things lean a little bit more towards the conservative side, I do think that we were able to find some compromise in areas, advance some policies that are going to be good for the state. And again, I am committed now more than ever to spending this interim session to finding those races that we as conservative Republicans can get involved in, that we can raise money and get more Republicans elected, so that when we do come back, hopefully we will be at least out of the super minority, and then even hopefully, dare I say, get into the majority where we can then have issues and policies advanced that lean more towards the conservative side.
Let's talk about your bills. And I know it's frustrating that you put a lot of work into putting legislation together. And yet you did get one bill. I think you got one bill passed. A couple of other bills died in committee. Can you talk a little bit about what happened to your legislation?
Yeah, sure. You know, as a freshman, we get six bills that we're allowed to bring. And by the way, let me pause for a second. As one of my Republican colleagues I had heard early on had introduced a bill in previous sessions, desiring to limit the number of bills that legislators can bring and reduce that number. And I thought, boy, that's kind of crazy. Why would you limit our ability to affect this change and do what we got to do? And having gone through a session where I think the total was over 900 bills that actually worked their way through the legislature this session, that is way too many bills. I mean, it just gets so chaotic, so crazy. And I think at some point people are just, you know, presenting bills for the sake of presenting bills. And unfortunately, I think it tends to feed the insatiable appetite of government to grow in size, grow in spending, that I will tell you, I would be a champion for reducing the number of bills. But even so, I had, as a freshman legislator, six bills that I was able to bring, and somewhat naive to the process, brought six bills. I don't know that in hindsight I would have necessarily brought six, because I don't necessarily think that we, just because we have them, that we need to. But the reality is I was able to get one of those bills through the entire process, and that was my bill AB 175 that sought to expand our school district, our school boards. And there was some compromise that had to be had there, where we were able to finally get for Clark County School District the addition of four non-voting trustees added to the school board, with the sole desire to hopefully increase and improve the dialogue with some of the dysfunction we've seen on that board, to bring together some professionals that can come to contribute to trying to find solutions to the challenges that we know exist with Clark County, in particular education. And so we're very excited about that. And those four appointees come from Clark County. They come from the three largest municipalities, which will be Henderson, North Las Vegas, and Las Vegas. And I'm excited to see those positions added. Look forward to watching, hopefully, the intentions of that bill come to fruition and hopefully bring about some better solutions that will help our student outcomes. So that was the one bill that I was able to get through. We've discussed some of the other ones that tended to die. One I was in particularly disappointed with was an effort to create a pilot program for a rural school district in Northeast Clark County, which is about 45% of my district, 19, that would have involved Logandale and Mesquite and Moapa Valley, Overton, that area, that really have some unique needs for their school district. And because they are part of Clark County's urban school district, they don't even qualify for some of, for example, some federal resources that exist for rural school districts to help them deal with some of their unique needs. So unfortunately, that bill didn't even get a hearing. But, you know, the reality is it goes back to what I started this conversation off with. If we had more Democrats in session, if we were in the majority, we would be chairs of committees and we would be able to advance bills and legislation that align with our values.
Toby, I know the session is over, and now it's on to the off season, so to speak, to borrow a sports analogy. I really loved having you on during the session. I hope, hopefully we can do this again real soon. Thank you so much, my friend. Thanks for your work. And get home. Your family needs you.
Kevin, a true pleasure meeting with you and your audience. Thank you for all you've done to highlight the issues and bring the activities of the Nevada legislature to the constituents.
Thanks, Toby. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, sir.
There you go. And safe travels home, by the way. Toby Urich, Assemblyman District 19. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Back by overwhelming demand, the showroom at South Point invites you to Twist Again.
Come on, big man!
With the original Twister himself, Johnny Checker.
Twist, yeah. A little bit of this.
And June 16th to the 18th, tickets at the box office. Online at southpointcasino.com or charged by phone. 702-797-8055. Hey, what was old again is new. Chubby Checker at the South Point.
Do when you do the hot.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's time for the annual Basque Fry. The 8th annual Basque Fry is on Saturday, June 17th, and we want to make sure you don't miss out on this one-of-a-kind Nevada tradition featuring an outstanding lineup of all-star conservative speakers. Special guest Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will headline this year's event and discuss his vision to fight for our conservative principles and save our country. The Basque Fry is Nevada's single largest annual political event, attracting thousands of patriots to Corley Ranch in beautiful Gardnerville. It's an affordable, family-friendly affair featuring traditional Basque barbecue and activities for the kids. Plus, it's an opportunity to meet some of your own local elected officials and grassroots conservative leaders, including former Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt, Governor Joe Lombardo, Congressman Mark Amaday, and Dana Lash. To get your tickets, go to morningInNevadaPack.com. We look forward to seeing you there. Paid for by Never Back Down, Inc. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. NeverBackDown.org.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hope you enjoyed our visit with Perry Johnson, a Republican candidate for President of the United States. Another presidential wannabe, Vivek Ramaswamy, was on Fox News promoting a demand that other GOP candidates agree to pardon Trump on day one. Let's go to cut two real quick. This is Vivek Ramaswamy.
Well, look, I think we know enough to know that the most damaging